The face of the first saint of the New World may be better known than ever, thanks to a team of scientists that have analyzed the skull of Saint Rose of Lima. Scientists from the University of Saint Martin de Porres in Peru and the Brazilian Anthropological and Dental Legal Forensics team reconstructed the face of Saint Rose of Lima and the faces of two other saints who lived more than 300 years ago. The Dominicans have preserved the skulls of Saint Rose, Saint Martin de Porres, and Saint John Macias in Saint Dominic Church, located in the historic center of the Peruvian capital of Lima. Under the care of Dominican friars and with strict security measures, the skulls were temporarily transferred to a clinic in Lima. There, the researchers took computerized tomography images. This is a process used in diagnostic medicine using CT or ultrasound scans. Saint Rose of Lima's face was the first to be revealed. According to the news site Peru Católica, the researchers said the reconstruction shows she was a pretty woman with soft features and a well-distributed face. Unlike her classical portrayals, the reconstruction indicates her eyes were large. In November of 2015, research team presented the conclusion of their work in Peru. They unveiled the bust of Saint Rose and those of two other saints. A full, realistic, life-size model of the saint was created by Peruvian artist Walter Huemann in 2020. Thanks to 3D technology and a bit of research, many of the faithful in Peru and around the world will now be able to see what Saint Rose of Lima may have actually looked like. Historians remember Saint Rose of Lima for her piety and chastity. Born in 1586 in Lima, Peru, to Spanish colonists and named Isabel Flores de Olivia, she was exceptionally beautiful. Her beauty was so great, she was nicknamed Rose, a name that remains with her to this day. According to legend, a servant had a vision where her face turned into a rose. At her confirmation in 1597, she officially took the name of Rose. From an early age, Rose wanted to become a nun. She often prayed and fasted in secret. She performed secret penances, some of which were painful and severe. She performed daily adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and took daily communion. As a young woman, her beauty began to attract suitors. To deter these men, Saint Rose marred her face, rubbing it with pepper to make a blister, and she even cropped her hair short. When her parents fell into financial trouble, she worked in the garden all day and sewed at night. 10 years of struggle against her parents began when they tried to make Rose marry. They refused to let her enter a convent, and out of obedience, she continued her life of penance and solitude at home as a member of the Third Order of Saint Dominic. So deep was her desire to live the life of Christ that she spent most of her time at home in solitude. During the last few years of her life, Rose set up a room in the house where she cared for homeless children, the elderly, and the sick. This was the beginning of social services in Peru. Saint Rose kept herself cloistered in her room, spending long periods in prayer. It was said she slept only 2 hours per night so as to have more time for prayer. She quit eating meat altogether, an extreme dietary restriction for that time. When she turned 20, she was permitted to join the Third Order of Saint Dominic. She continued a life of extreme prayer, fasting, and penance. On one occasion, she burned her hands as a self-imposed act of penance. She was known to wear a heavy silver crown with spikes that could pierce her flesh. The spikes reminded her of the crown of thorns. At one point, one of the spikes became so lodged in her skull that the crown was removed with great difficulty. Saint Rose died on August 25th, 1617, at the age of 31. According to legend, she accurately predicted the date of her death. Her funeral was a major event attended by all the city's authorities. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God our Father, for love of you, Saint Rose gave up everything to devote herself to a life of penance. By the help of her prayers, may we imitate her selfless way of life on earth and enjoy the fullness of your blessings in heaven. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Saint Rose of Lima, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.